Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us here on the Daily Program. Now, looking at this decision, what has been the reasoning behind the government's decision to phase out pap smears?
Oh, well, we're phasing out pap smears, but bringing in the new HPV test. And it's really because we've come an enormous way over the past decade. So the pap smear is almost like 80 years old, and now we've got new understandings about the human papillomavirus, about cervical cancer. We've got new technologies. And, of course, the other big thing is that we've got the HPV vaccine as well.
So as somebody who has never had a pap smear, could you explain to us perhaps what the benefits the cervical screening test actually have over pap smears?
Yeah, so it's important, isn't it? So what we're doing with these tests is detecting the early changes in the cervical cells, which could develop into cancer if they were left. So it's picking up those early changes. And so with this new HPV test, so human papillomavirus test, we're picking up that infection with the HPV virus in those cells, which could, if we didn't detect them, go on to form cancer. So this is a screening test for women, you know, who don't have any signs or symptoms of cancer, to catch things early.
What does the screening test actually consist of?
Yeah, so the screening test, it's going to be very similar to going and having a pap smear, I have to say. So a lot of women are saying, oh, you know, no more speculum tests. So women still need to come along to their doctors. They'll still have what we call that speculum, where we have a look at the cervix and we'll take a sample of the cells from the cervix. So it's still a same sort of procedure, I suppose, but it's going to be happening every 5 years rather than every 2 years. And I have to say most women are very happy about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have heard from women in the past that the pap smear can be a little bit uncomfortable for them. So is there some benefit to be found there?
Look, I think, you know, it's important that women are aware of what does go on during these cervical screening consultations. And, you know, I'm sure it's true to say that no one looks forward to going and having a cervical screening test, or at the moment it's a pap test. But it's about, you know, chatting to your doctor or your nurse who's taking the test. In terms of this particular test, it will be the same procedure, but, you know, really no one should have an uncomfortable pap smear or an uncomfortable HPV test. It's about talking to your doctor, and there are strategies that we can use to make it more comfortable.
But that's sort of every 5 years instead of every 2 years. This is an indication of how much more effective these screening tests would actually be?
Yes, so it's more sensitive. So we know that cervical cancer is associated with the infection with HPV, and we know that most women, it's quite a common virus actually, but most women will clear it by themselves. So it takes quite a long time for it to, you know, if women, there's a minority of women for whom it persists, and an even smaller minority who go on to form cervical cancer. So that's why we can sort of draw out that screening period. And, you know, it reflects that sensitivity of the test and the time duration it takes for the HPV virus to actually, you know, what we call integrate into the cells if it's going to persist and to go on to form cancer. Most women, though, clear it by themselves.
Mm. Well, Deborah, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us on this morning, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
My pleasure. I think they're exciting times for women. So we look forward to sharing more information, of course. And I think it's really an excellent step forward for us in Australia.
Absolutely. You have a very good day.
Thanks very much. Thanks, Sean.